Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hey, everybody. Welcome once again to the Prizes Inside podcast.
That is Pip for short.
I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And I don't know what day we're gonna have another episode. Back to our roots.
Boy, you're really into it.
Every time I say this,
we all
time
wither
we're
and age
do...
and die and become dust, ashes to ashes. What's the point? Yeah.
I mean, you know, ultimately.
Yeah, let's not think about that though. There's plenty of time for that when we go to bed.
Plenty of time for that for the rest of our lives. Until very suddenly, there isn't enough time to think about.
And then you think about all the things I should have said and done.
I'll personally think back to this episode and all the jokes missed, the punchlines never punched.
The puns unpunned. Another episode of Snacks. This time, it's... I have a question. I'm going to tell you what... I'm going to tell everybody what the general theme is. It's cereal.
Yeah.
When you think of cereal, do you consider it a dessert?
No.
A breakfast item? Or something else?
It's 50-50 breakfast snack.
See, I often treat it as a dessert. So at night, I'll have... Because I eat cereal at night. It'll be sometimes the last thing I eat before I go to bed. And a lot of times, I'll have... if I have a snack before, it'll be something salty, crunchy, you know, like a crackery thing or a sandwich or something. And then it's always... Because it's milk, and usually something sweet. So it's almost like a bowl of liquid, you know, chocolate stuff or whatever. So it's always, and I gravitate towards the cereals that have that flavor composition or whatever. So a lot of times I think of cereal as a dessert.
See, I'm
kind of like pancakes.
Pancakes is a dessert? They're pancakes are a breakfast.
They're a breakfast, but they're like a very desserty thing.
See, I'm in a weird position.
It's cake's in the name.
It is, but so is pan.
Yes. Yes, that is true. You've got me there.
But so for me, I'll eat sweet stuff start to finish.
Oh,
so there's no, there's no,
beginning
this
end.
Is a sweet, therefore it's dessert. This is a sweet. This could be breakfast, lunch, dinner. This could be, I just eat it in the middle of the day. Maybe I eat it as a dessert.
It's the dragon eating its sugary tail.
Yeah. You know what I had for breakfast this morning?
Oh, I don't know.
Rice Krispies Treats.
Well, I mean, it happens.
Well, yeah.
But they are desserty, especially the treat form.
Yeah, but see, for me, it's just,
yeah,
you know, the way you might have a bowl of chips, I'll have a Rice Krispies treat.
I thought you were going to say bowl of Rice Krispies treats.
Well, they're the little ones.
Oh, okay, the minis. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Not like the big ones. I can't find those anymore in the store.
They don't seem to make, you don't see those very often.
Yeah, I did see them in either the airport or my work mart when I went to confirm the prices.
You should listen
to the last episode.
Exorbitantly too high.
Right, well, they were, but they were the big...
Like the king size of Rice Krispie Treats.
You know what I should do is just make Rice Krispie Treats. They would probably be cheaper, probably be just
better.
As good or better. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever made them myself.
Have you ever had homemade Rice Krispie Treats?
I feel like I have. My parents may have made
I feel
them,
like that was a popular
it's not
treat
a,
choice
not
for
a,
like kids' birthday parties when I was like, you know, first grade, second grade.
Yeah, because you could also probably make them thicker and more gooey.
They're easy to make. They cover a lot of ground.
You know, I'm going to do that. I think if the next time I'm at the store, if I remember, which isn't a guarantee, then I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to make.
Well, all you need are like the Rice Krispies
and marshmallows
and sugar and a couple other things. It's a very straightforward recipe.
Yeah, you bake it for probably 2 minutes.
Probably longer than two, but yeah.
Well, not much. Just
you do it enough to like melt it and let it congeal. Yeah. He's looking up the recipe for Rice Krispie Treats as we speak.
I am indeed. Make sure to use enough marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be a problem for me. Use fresh marshmallows.
I mean, that's...
Seems like a...
That's a
preference.
Given. Yeah.
Most of the time. Don't overcook the marshmallow. Oh, and butter. You need butter.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep your treats soft. You want to only cook the butter until the marshmallows have melted and no longer. Otherwise, they might become too hard. So maybe it is just 2 minutes. Let's see.
It's going to be like 5 to 10.
What is this? Just show me the recipe. It's giving me like a whole life story about how to...
Rice Krispies Senior or something?
Yeah, there's like, you know how recipe things... Because they
Yeah, it's always like a blog, then you get to the recipe.
Yeah, I just want... Yeah.
Well, why didn't you go to the Rice Krispies official recipe?
That's not going to be the good one.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. That's the corporate version. I don't want that. I want Beth's Budget Bites Rice Krispies recipe. This makes 9 servings. Prep 5 minutes. Cook time is 10 minutes.
Yeah. So.
Oh man, it gives approximate prices. Okay. 9 servings of Rice Krispie treat. 6 tablespoons butter. They say 60 cents. 10 cups mini marshmallows. They estimate that to be $1. Half a teaspoon of vanilla extract for 14 cents. And 4 cups of Rice Krispie Treat cereal, which they say is 56 cents. So you can have a whole tray of Rice Krispies for like $3. Man, I'm excited. I'm going to do that.
All right.
Again, on the condition there. What are you looking at?
Nothing. I was looking at something else.
Here we're in the middle of an episode.
I was waiting for you to finish. You were gonna I knew how long it was gonna take.
But you need it's a pot. You gotta engage in the dialogue.
I wasn't interested in the recipe part. I'm gonna be honest. I was checked out until we were done.
You don't like Rice Krispies now?
No, I was like, it's gonna be.
You eat plain Rice Krispies. You don't even put sugar on them.
Well, yeah.
Here I'm trying to spice up your breakfast dessert experience, and you're like, oh, I don't care.
Well, I'm not gonna make them, so it doesn't pertain to me.
It pertains to us.
Living alone, it's hard for me to make stuff like that because it's never like the portions are or never aimed at just serves one. Oh, and man. I know you could divide by whatever it is, 4 or 2, but like it's like eh.
Last time I was at Sam's Club, I got a big box of brownie mix, and they make like a whole tray. I mean, last me 2 days.
I believe it. I just don't know how you have your teeth still.
I mean, I have a very, very strict dental regimen.
Yeah, you've got one of those. If they hole punched it, you'd have gotten a lot of free visits at this point, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. As discussed.
Yeah, we
basically
we
every
to,
tooth.
Yeah, we don't need to dwell on.
But that. I do. I floss every day. Brush twice a day. Rinse once a day. Sometimes I floss more than once.
You know, I heard there's no studies that really ever have shown that flossing does anything.
You know, I've heard that too, but then sometimes I floss and there's like visible stuff.
Yeah, it'll get out eventually.
I'd rather scrape it off.
I do it, you know, when I'm wanting to get dressed fancy and I'm going out for something special. But
I also, not to be gross, but when I don't floss, my gums bleed more.
Well, yeah.
So even if only so that I'm not just like, you know,
right?
The Kool-Aid man. When I go to the dentist, I floss.
Yeah,
much as I can.
That's fair.
Well, what would you like to talk about?
I don't know.
I'll play on my phone while you do.
No, I wasn't playing on my phone.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
You're playing.
I wasn't playing.
You were playing.
Nothing.
You were reading a playful thing.
Well, it was something of entertainment, fun wise. Yes.
Yes. Yes. You're playing. That's all. I'm just saying.
The definition of play.
I was trying to do a contextual.
I was listening. I can multitask.
How long do you cook them for?
10 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that part because I thought, aha, I'm right.
Yeah, but then you didn't say anything.
Well, I didn't need to.
You could have said it, and
I'm
then we
humble.
Could have had conversation.
I don't need to. I don't need to interject and. You know, say,
audio format. It's literally the only
I was letting you have a moment to like read through it and do your thing.
That's not fun to listen to.
Then why'd you do it?
Because I thought you would participate.
Oh, so it's all on me. So it's all my fault.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize I had to bear the responsibility of entertaining for both of us.
No, you don't. You have to bear half of the responsibility.
And I do. It's a back and forth. I let you have the ball for a second. It's not my fault you didn't dribble. You just stood there.
No, I dribbled. I passed you the ball.
You granny shot it.
You weren't watching for it and went into the crowd. It's turnover.
Yeah, it's still your fault. Just because I wasn't looking doesn't mean I was the one that made the bad shot or the bad pass.
It's not a bad pass if you just missed it.
I didn't miss anything, though. I just didn't, you know, I wasn't engaging. That's all.
What's the name of the person whose recipe it is?
Oh, I don't know. I forgot that the moment you said it because
because you're not paying attention. Because there's you know,
no,
we're
I'm
not
bad
engaging.
With names for one thing. So
it's just
what's her name?
Beth.
you put some respect on that name. It's Beth.
See, this is the kind of banter that we could have been having while I was looking up the recipe.
I mean, no, but I don't want a banter while you're reading a recipe. Reading a recipe is the least banterific.
It's point. Gotten us several minutes.
Because you made a whole thing out of it.
Well, yeah, that's what you do. That's what you could have done.
Yeah, but I didn't want to in that specific moment. It doesn't mean I wasn't going to for something else or whatever, but it just wasn't. It didn't feel like a. It didn't feel natural. I wasn't going to force it. I'm not going to fake it for everybody.
Sometimes you kind of have to, though.
Well, I mean, to a degree, but like, I'm not going to. If there's nothing there, I'm not going to just force it.
Yeah.
And I just didn't. I was like, that's a recipe. Let him finish, and then we'll go to the next thing. And I was like, well, he's going to take another couple seconds to. Because what I initially did, I was going to try and find the Rice Krispies recipe from like Kellogg's officially. Mm-hmm. I didn't find it real quick, and you were wrapping up, and I was like, well, let me check one more thing real quick. And then I just did that and put my phone down.
Yeah, after I called you. I'm just
like, yeah, because you were huffy that I didn't have some fun, you know, MCU level banter ready for you.
That's if we had MCU level banter.
I feel like we have better than banter.
Better banter than banner.
Better than banner.
That was
better than banner, and we talk about butter.
That was gold.
Yeah,
see, MCU not a sponsor.
Not going to hear that in any Avengers movie.
We could be hired on as writers. I have openings in my schedule.
We could do Deadpool 3.
I mean,
they're already filming it, but you know.
Hey, now's the time to get to join as a. I'll break the picket lines if they're hiring me.
If they pay enough.
Yeah.
Morals go out the window.
Which I guess is the whole point of the strike. Yeah. Anybody would cross over.
Anybody can. Yeah. If you really want to just be a scab.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fun conversation.
It went further.
It went places.
Yeah, it did.
But
anyway, we're having cereal. So you think of it as dessert.
I think it can be. I think it can serve as a dessert snack food.
Yeah, I mean, it could.
I'm not saying it necessarily is that, but I think it can fill that role. Like,
what if it's not a sweet cereal? But you still have like the milk. There's still like some sweet, but it's like Raisin Bran.
Yeah, that's more of a breakfasty.
Mm-hmm.
But something like, you know, Cocoa Puffs, that can be a dessert.
That could be, although
or something with marshmallows in anything with marshmallows, you're very much a superior cereal,
but yeah, it's also a dessert.
Well, I mean,
you know, Cocoa Puffs. I feel like when I was a kid, I really liked them, and now that I'm older, I just feel like they're not that flavorful.
They're good, but there's just better chocolate cereals. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, they're just kind of like, meh.
Yeah. They make a good chocolate milk.
Yeah.
When they're done. But yeah. My go-to for chocolate stuff is usually, well, it depends on if it's available. Because I really love chocolate Lucky Charms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best of both worlds. You get chocolate for the cereal pieces, and then you get marshmallows.
You just buy the marshmallows.
You know what I mean. It's a lot of work.
It's not that you just buy them.
I like those. I also like chocolate Frosted Flakes. Those are really good.
I don't think I've ever had those. I like Frosted Flakes.
All the chocolate ones I like are always like limited time or not year round.
Well, that's so you should develop a taste for one that's around.
Count Chocula is another one that hasn't been as good as it used to be though, but that used to be my favorite.
Yeah, I noticed that with the they were flavorful, but all the monster cereals, they were just so one note that by the end of the bowl, it's like I'm meh.
There's a new one coming out in the fall. I heard
it's a green.
It's like the zombie girl. Yeah. It's like a caramel flavored one, mm-hmm. apple caramel. We're going to have to try it, of course. But well, I'm curious.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'll be good. I just, but when I try them by the end of the bowl, the chocolate one's different because that's chocolatey. But like the blueberry one, I'm kind of done with blueberry when I get to the bottom.
Yeah, fruit ones, they don't have as a long shelf life for me.
Yeah, or a bowl life, as it were.
So anyway, let us know what you think about cereal and if it can constitute as a dessert or exclusively a snack or breakfast item.
We'll practice doing our plug in the beginning episode.
So, you know, let us know on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Prizes Inside. That's prizes plural. Also, you can email us prizesinside@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We check all the messages and read all the emails. So, yeah, feel free to say a howdy do and leave a thought or two.
We're doing a lot of rhyming today. Rhyming and tongue twisting.
Yeah.
That's the theme of the day.
Yeah.
The MU.
I don't get that one.
What you're talking about, MCUs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that's... They can't all be winners.
Yeah. No, they can't.
we have, let's see, five cereals today. Yeah.
And three of them, I think, three,
yes,
are just... They're cereal, but they're different. But they're basically the same.
A different delivery method, basically. Yeah. And then the other two are like a limited time. Like one's a variant of a well-known lineup, and the other one's like a whole new cereal that's adopted from a well-known treat.
Yeah.
So
I figured we'd start with the ordinary.
The ordinary, that's what I thought. So yeah. We'll start with the lineup of the three that are same flavor and everything, but just, again, different, like, production method or whatever you want to call it.
Different size.
These are the... Let me find it. I had the press release loaded. Minis lineup of cereals from General Mills. They include Reese's Puffs Minis, Trix Minis, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch Minis. And there's a press release and all that, so do you want me to read that and then we can talk about it? Or do you want to talk about it, then read it?
Well, we can read it. I do want to say one thing.
Okay.
Just because the other cereal that has disappointed me as an adult is Trix.
Yeah.
It just doesn't... I remember it being so much more flavorful.
Well, it had a heck of a marketing campaign in the 90s with the rabbit trying to get the cereal.
Yeah.
And then there was the, like, vote if he should finally get it. And he finally got it in a commercial. It was great. Mm-hmm. And outside of that, what's funny is I always watched those commercials and I was like, I hate those kids. Let the bunny have it. You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But I never really ate the cereal as a kid. And then when you would have it, like you said, it's fine. But there's better fruit cereals. I like Fruit Loops, for example, is one I really like.
Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. And so it gets
even
lost.
Even the Captain Crunch berries, I think, are better. They're not really fruity.
I'm pretty meh on Captain Crunch as a whole. I've never been into it, but
what I've found, if I get a real big box or a big bag of the generic, like, it's really good at first, but then by the end of it, I'm like, ugh, more Captain Crunch.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yep.
General Mills goes big with smallest cereal yet, reimagining fan favorites as minis. Tiny, new round shapes mean cereal lovers can enjoy more Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Trix in every spoonful.
Okay.
It's possible.
More surface area.
Yeah. All right. Think big, think again. Introducing General Mills' new itty-bitty innovation, mini cereals. These teeny versions of fan favorites pack the crunchy bowl full of wonderful and sometimes colorful into an entirely new, minified breakfast experience with Trix, Reese's Puffs, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They are really putting as many, like, adjectives that are, like, about tiny things.
Yeah.
So have a ball with these new small, round shapes that are inspired by the growing fandom for all things tiny. There's an increasing fandom for small things? Anyway. And made to give cereal fans a fun new way to enjoy the big flavors they love. The new Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Trix, and Reese's Puffs Minis make for a fun, unexpected, and absolutely delicious mouthful. I don't know how it's unexpected.
I guess we're going to find out. But it does seem like, I know they said that there's some shift towards small stuff.
I would need an example for me to really know what they're talking
about. Yeah, but because I'm just trying to...
Because now phones are bigger. Like, there was a long time where Smones were, like, aiming to be as small as possible, but now it's kind of with the opposite
direction. Yeah, well, you know what? When I started college, I got a laptop so I could have a computer. And there was a promotion at the university, like, technology store.
Like, the bookstore.
Yeah. You buy the laptop, which you got a discount on, which was nice. But then it came with an iPod. And there was a choice of different iPods. And I remember that just like you're saying, I got the Nano because I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. But it was way too small for my hand. And I think the memory was less than just a regular iPod. And I always wished that I'd just gotten the full size guy because it just would have been better.
I remember in college, I bought an iMac and there was an offer where it came with an iPod, like, mini or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not going to use this. So I, like, bought it, but then sold it through Facebook or something back in, a long time ago. So it's funny. I forgot about that completely until you mentioned that. But I also got a free, like, iPod thing in college.
But the point is, I don't personally, obviously, there must be something because they marketed these cereals and produced these cereals. So they've found some service.
There's some reason.
But I don't know why I would get this. I mean, pending a taste test.
Well,
but
we'll find out if it's worth it or not. Now they describe each one. Trix Minis, smaller, crispy puffs bring even more color to your bowl, thanks to the same six fun and fruity flavors. Reese's Puff Minis, new tiny design, same iconic Reese's peanut butter and chocolatey flavor rounding out each bite. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Minis. This anything but square, new round shape, still packs that classic cinnamon sugar delicious taste. Oh, we got a quote. You ready?
Well, hold on. I want to say another thing.
Oh, okay.
That I don't love about this. And it, I don't know for sure that this was a motivating factor. But with Trix, one of the things that turned me off of Trix when I was younger even, is when they moved from the fruit shapes to the little round shapes.
Yeah, that always sucked.
And now, if they move to the minis for everything, they're all going to be the same shape. It'll just reduce their cost. Yeah. And I think that is, it's going to take away the personality of the cereal.
That's what I'm curious about with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because yeah. I'm used to that crunchy square.
Yeah. It's like, it's got a feel in addition to the flavor.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays without that.
Yeah.
All right. Sometimes the best new innovation is the smallest one, said Mindy Murray, blank, 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 at General Mills.
I wasn't expecting a fourth blank.
There are four blanks at General Mills.
Executive Vice President of Marketing.
Well, that's
fine. Well, not counting the of.
Oh.
Because before you
did... Well, I didn't
say
blank, blank, of, blank, blank.
Right. Well, I suppose that's true.
Anyway. No. Senior Marketing Communications Manager.
Oh, well.
Okay. That one, yeah, that was going to be a hard one to get. There's such a love right now for full-size things that have been shrunk into mini versions. And we realized we could do the same with our cereals. We can't wait for families to try the cutest new way to experience their favorite one big little bite at a time. What? Hold on, let me try that again. So they have big in all caps and then little in parentheses. So it makes it really weird to read.
Yeah.
I get what they're going for. They're saying big, but like little, like wink.
Yeah.
So let me try that again. We can't wait for families to try the cutest new way to experience their favorite one. I don't think they worded this right. I'm just going to read it to you just without trying to be like playful with it. We can't wait for families to try the cutest new way to experience their favorites one big little bite at a time.
So it's a new way to experience your favorites one big little bite at a time. Like, I get it. Like, you're taking a big bite.
Man, reading it, it just doesn't...
Yeah.
I don't like it. All right. Minis will be available to select retailers nationwide this fall, which was this past fall. So they're available now, I believe, still. And that's it.
I do appreciate that the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one's a little different because they had to change the shape. But I like for Trix and Reese's Puffs, they're like...
They're just smaller balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
I think Trix has moved back to the fruit shapes, right?
I don't know. I never get Trix because
I think they have. So those, but they're just going back to the little balls. But Reese's Puffs, literally, yeah, is just smaller.
Okay, hold on. There's Trix Guardians of the Galaxy Special Edition. Not what I'm looking for. Let me go to the website. Yeah, they're back to the fruit shapes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, should we just?
One question I had. Okay. It's related to the cereal. Why are you sighing like that? It's like you don't want to banter.
No, I haven't had cereal. Like, I don't know. I
haven't even had dinner. All I've had is chips.
I'm craving milk and cereal. And so I was just like, I really want to get to it. It was less to do with you and more to just, I was like, oh, I thought we were having the bites here. Just like another 60 seconds, you know?
Do you remember relative, like how much they cost, these boxes? Because my guess is the boxes are smaller. They probably weigh more like... per box
unit, yeah,
but I'll bet the overall amount is smaller, but the cost
it was probably three or four, you know. It's probably the same range as like a regular size of their regular version.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Well, all right, let's get to it.
Maybe it'll be the best way to have it ever.
I mean, I hope so.
Me too.
Maybe I'll buy name brand cereal.
No, you won't. Okay, we have our bowls. I have cereal and milk in mine. He's pouring his milk, and then we're going to give it a go. It smells like Trix, as far as I can recall.
I mean, that's basically what they said. So,
yeah.
First impressions, though, there is an activity on the back of the box.
Nice.
I like that.
There's activities on the back of all of them, looks like, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here's Trix.
I was going to say the exact same thing. It's neat that they're mini-sized. It does lend more, like, of the cereal per spoonful. Like, it just fills up the spoon.
Well, I did think of that. The only thing that I could see somebody preferring over regular Trix. Like, usually when I have a bowl of cereal, because I'm an adult now, I have a bowl, and I think, I'm still kind of hungry. And then I pour, like, another half a bowl. But with the smaller ones, you would probably get more, because they would sit better.
You know what I think these would be better for? Like, you know how sometimes people take, like, a little baggie of, like, cereal with them to nibble on?
Oh, I disagree. These would be... Really? They're too tiny.
But then you could pour some out and...
You can do that normally.
I don't know. Like, the pieces...
Because, like, if I tried to grab multiple of these with my fingertips, I would just drop them.
Roll and pour them in your hand and then home.
But why wouldn't you just do that with the regular side?
I'm thinking with Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something. Like, you can't really just pour them. Like, it's... They're dusty.
I feel like Cinnamon Toast Crunch
We'll see how the other ones turn out. But I was just a thought. But anyway. I don't know. Yeah, it's Trix. Tastes like Trix. It's the one
that's...
I feel like... Well, no, actually, the Reese's Puffs is the one that's most like its original self.
I think it will just be itself.
If you like Trix, you'll like this.
Yeah, on a score from 1 to 5, it's Trix.
It's Trix out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
Which I guess would be 2.5. I really have no strong feelings.
Yeah, I don't even feel compelled to score it. You're going to... If you've had Trix, you will know if
Trix
you like
out of
this.
5. Okay.
But that's probably going to be my score for the other two, but I'm...
Trix out of 5 for all of them. so do we want to try the... I want to save Cinnamon Toast Crunch for last because
just
I think it's the most different.
Yeah.
Okay. Reese's Puffs.
This one probably going to be... This is my, I think, favorite of the three cereals here, so...
All right. So first impressions, definitely looks the part and smells the part, so... Trix out of 5.
You're dripping.
Is it my beard?
Yeah.
That sucks. So that's a problem with the beard. And if you get any kind of like drink stuff in it, you don't know it. I don't feel it until somebody's like, hey, you got a milk chain or something.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Anyway.
You know what's weird? I think this was a little... I don't even know how to describe what was different about it.
Oh, God. This is going to be another Ruffles versus... Like Ridges versus...
No, it might be in my head because I haven't had Reese's Puffs in a minute, but I think it was the flavor came through less for me, like the peanut buttery chocolatiness. No, it was still there.
I don't know. Like,
but I feel like I have more, I taste more like just like Rice Crisp in my mouth than I normally do when I'm having Rice Krispies. Because like the peanut butter balls have that like smooth texture to them.
I don't know. I haven't had Reese's Puffs for a while myself. It didn't taste any different to me.
Yeah.
But maybe you're right. You could be right. I just don't. Yeah, my brain doesn't register it.
I think I would prefer the regular. You know, another thing I've noticed with both of these, I think I don't like the mouth feel
of
the smaller ones.
You don't like the balls in your mouth?
Well, the balls are fine, but when they're...
Too many balls in your mouth at once, though.
Yeah, because I can't maneuver them around.
Yeah. When it's just a couple balls or whatever, it's easier to... Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The smaller number of balls...
Yeah. I like big balls.
Allows me to chew...
Really get your tongue around them.
Because there's so many and I'll chew and I'll miss some and it's...
It loses itself when there's, you know, that many balls.
Yeah.
I agree.
I would prefer that they were bigger.
Yeah. I think so far we both would like bigger balls in our mouth for this, but what are you going to do?
Well, you haven't expressed as much. Well, do you prefer big balls or small balls?
Honestly, I won't really know until I have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one because I never have Trix, so I have no point of reference for that really at all. I very, very rarely have Reese's Puffs.
Well, just independent of the flavor.
You're talking about like just the size?
Just the size. Imagine Cocoa Puffs or the little balls.
I'm indifferent, I think, right now.
Hmm.
See, I think I'll really be able to formulate an opinion one way or the other once I have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one, because that's like one I get all the time.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to know, like, okay, this is working for me or this is not.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch better have cinnamon sugar crystals.
That's what I'm wondering, because if it doesn't, that's already a mark.
If it doesn't, then it can go to hell. I'll tell you what, I know this isn't reasonable. I'm not quite... At the level of Insta-cereal
annoyance. Come on.
But I just don't get this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Insta-cereal has more of a... I understand the why of it more. versus this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who this is for, because I don't know. I've never heard of anybody wanting mini-sized cereal pieces, but...
Anyone I know that's an adult that eats cereal has never once expressed to me, man, I wish these were the size of rice.
I don't know. So what are you rating the Reese's Puffs one?
Slightly worse than Reese's Puffs.
A negative Reese's Puffs out of five.
It's like it's the Reese's Puffs flavor, but a little less strong. Yeah,
that's fair.
I don't know how to, because I can't really describe what's different. It's just something isn't right about it, flavor wise. In addition to the fact that the balls are too small.
Yeah. Well, maybe the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one will help us figure this out. Well, based on the picture, it doesn't feel like they have the crystals on them.
That's going to be...
It's going to be a big mark if it's true.
Oh, what's this activity? Is it making a kitchen again?
Build a mini kitchen for Big Fun.
Oh, okay. I think so they're all the same.
Oh, yeah. You put them all together to make
Okay.
So that's why you buy them all. So you have the mini kitchen stand on the back.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be as good. It doesn't smell nearly as strong as regular.
I'll bet you it's the same as these.
I think you might be right. I'm trying to see if they have the crystals on them. They might, actually. Yeah, they do. They do. They're just not as abundant because each ball is so small, but there's a few. I can see a little bit when you put it in the light.
Oh, man. So it's a bunch of them got stuck in the bag.
I'm pretty convinced this is going to be a letdown.
Well, I see the cinnamon, but I don't... Well, maybe.
Yeah, they're there. It's just... They're rubbing it's just over. It's just hard to...
Yeah, they're tiny little baby crystals.
Yep. All right. He's shaking his head as he eats.
It's going to drive me crazy.
It reminds me of another cinnamon cereal.
This cereal exists. This exact cereal. Do you know what it is?
No,
but you know the flavor.
It reminds me a lot of like the generic Not Cinnamon Toast Crunch brand.
No, it's not that, because I have those. There's like a name brand cereal, I think, that tastes exactly like this. Because this doesn't taste like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It tastes like a very weak version of it.
Yeah.
But you might be onto something. But it tastes... I thought it was very weak and felt like an imitation of CTC instead of the real thing. Mm. So this... I mean, I know you're still eating, so I'm probably talking over slurps and all that stuff. But I'm so outraged and so disappointed that I had to get it off my chest as soon as I could. I don't think it was good. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't good. I'm going to give it a 2. In retrospect, the rest are 2 or worse. The whole lineup is a failure. I'm immensely disappointed, and I don't understand the point of this at all. What?
See, now you know how it feels.
Yeah,
last episode, I was saying I don't get the Insta series, and you're like, oh, no,
that's
no,
different.
No.
That's different. This is...
This is an abomination.
This is a mockery. Of the line, like, it really is. All of them are at best, and that's based on the fact we haven't had Trix in a million years. At best, maybe kind of the same. Trix,
I think, is the same.
It's just smaller. Yeah.
I've had Trix not real recently, but recently enough that I took a bite and was like, yeah, this is Trix. The Reese's Puffs are, again, they're the core flavor's the same, but it's just not, I don't think it's as dense. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a completely different cereal.
Yeah. It's cinnamon something, but not Toast Crunch.
But I'm telling you can get this cinnamon experience from a different cereal.
There is. I think you're right.
I can't remember what it is, but when the flavors hit my mouth, was transported back. But only my mouth was. The rest of me is trapped. Trapped here.
Your mouth's like, help me. I know the answer. That kind of sucked.
I didn't mind it, though.
I mean, I didn't mind it, but like...
Whatever that other cereal was...
If you're branding it Cinnamon Toast Crunch...
Yeah, it's not
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's a certain level that really you're not delivering on at all. What a bummer. That's easily a 2 for that. And then, like I said, in hindsight, the rest are a 2 or whatever.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to go 2. The Reese's Puffs was not...
That's good. Okay, I'll say that one. I'll say this. This Cinnamon Toast Crunch one's definitely a 2. Definitely a 2. Reese's Puffs, maybe 2.5, I guess. And Trix are the same. They're just, they're lesser versions. They're all lesser in some form or another.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of flip it. I'm going to put the Reese's Puffs as the 2. Trix is a Trix.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Don't you dare give it a 3. Don't you dare give it a 3.
I'm going to give it a 2.5.
All right.
Because
I don't like it, but I'll allow it.
Like it, like you said, it's not Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm-mm. You can't, it's not, the fact they call it Cinnamon Toast, yeah. But I, whatever the other cereal is, I do like it.
It is.
So it, like the flavor is there for me. It's just not itself.
Yeah. The thing is, say this was called something else and it was whatever cereal you were called it to be. It's not hitting the spot for me like CTC would. Mm-hmm. So it's just.
Well, it needs more sugar crystals.
Oh, it just needs a lot more. It doesn't even, it just, blech. I want to slap it and knock it to the floor. no, it's fine. I'm just really disappointed because I thought it would at least taste pretty similar.
Yeah.
But not at all. Oh, well.
Indeed.
I'm ready to move on. I'm so angry about it.
Yeah, let's get these balls out of here.
Yeah. Had enough balls in my mouth for one night. Okay. Let me close this one up.
So I would, of the next ones, I want to do Fruity Pebbles last because I'm sure that's going to be real good.
Really? I thought we'd break it up so we had fruit and then another. Well, it doesn't matter, I guess. So you want to do the Fruity Pebbles last?
I mean, whatever you've got. I'm not.
No, we'll do it. We'll do Fruity Pebbles last. Okay.
I just, I'm going to like the Fruity Pebbles the most.
Okay. So next we'll do a Little Debbie cereal.
Yeah, Little Debbie's is getting pretty adventurous. They're expanding and in a lot like of
different
it.
Directions.
So. I like what they're doing.
I mean, they've been pretty solid on the ice creams. Not all of them have been like winners.
Their latter half.
But the has more been recent ones. And we got some new ones to try for a future episode, too.
Yeah.
So we'll have to get to that at some point. So they came out, and by they, I mean Kellogg's and Little Debbie.
Are these also, these are General Mills, right?
The minis are General Mills, yes.
Okay.
Generally disappointing. So this came out apparently in the fall of last year, but I didn't really notice it until I think sometime this year. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I'll read the press release. It's pretty straightforward, so not much to it. Kellogg's and Little Debbie are bringing back sweet moments of nostalgia by expanding their lineup of classic treat-inspired cereals with their latest collab, Little Debbie Nutty Buddy Cereal. So apparently they've done other ones before, but I don't recall seeing them.
Yeah. But I don't really watch for name brand cereals, so I wouldn't miss.
Yeah, since we've been doing this, unless I happen to catch it online first, I've just got to happen upon it, you know?
Yeah.
This new cereal evokes a sweet chocolatey and peanut butter aroma, while featuring smooth, creamy chocolate and lightly roasted peanut butter flavors. The flavors meld with the crunchy cereal pieces coated in fudge for the quintessential Nutty Buddy experience. That setup sounds really good.
Man, I'll tell you what. I was kind of curious. When they said they're coated in fudge, though, they're setting some expectations that right. I hope they can meet.
I don't think you should infer it as a legitimate, like, you know, they're not icing it with fudge.
Right.
Even based on the picture.
I've had cereal. This isn't my first cereal.
I know.
Okay, I'm just...
So this is the third collab they've done. Since dropping our first two Little Debbie cereals, fans have been hungry to see Kellogg transform more Little Debbie snacks into cereal, said Sadie Garcia, blank of blank blank, at Kellogg All Family Cereal. It's so straightforward. Blank of blank blank.
Director?
Yep.
Of? Here's what's throwing me off is the blank blank.
Director of blank blank. It's...
Brand management?
Oh, you were so close! Brand marketing.
Oh.
But that was really darn close. Our newest collaboration brings the iconic Little Debbie Nutty Buddy bars to the breakfast table for the first time ever. So this is the third one. The previous two...
Oh, hold on. Point of order. You can bring Nutty Buddy bars to the breakfast table without the cereal.
That's gross.
I've done it before.
Hey.
This is the second time Nutty Buddy is being on the breakfast table.
Okay.
Continue.
I don't like that you have a specific example like that, but okay. The two previous ones... were in 2020. They had Kellogg's Little Debbie Oatmeal Cream Pies cereal.
I don't mind that we missed that one.
This one is a bummer because this one would have been one we would have anticipated at least. I don't know if it would have been good. It was Kellogg's Little Debbie Cosmic Brownies cereal.
See, what I wish we had had it because the Cosmic Brownie ice cream was so disappointing.
Yeah, it would be a good way to know if it's just
not
doable in other forms.
And that's another one where the description of the Cosmic Brownie ice cream was really extravagant.
Oh, yeah. Painted so a picture. So
when they say that these lightly toasted peanut butter balls are dipped in fudge or whatever, I expect my taste buds to be wowed relative to a cereal. I know they're not literal fudge balls. I'm just saying.
I ordered a colossal donut, and I'm going to get a colossal donut.
By God.
That's a Simpsons reference for those that are Simpsons fans. One of the Treehouse of Horror episodes. Anyway.
Over my head.
Man, I'm just... Simpsons is a big formative part of my comedic upbringing. Okay, there's one more quote. This is from McKee Foods, which I'm assuming is Little Debbie's, owner. Through our continued partnership with Kellogg's, we're able to share Little Debbie's beloved treats with fans in new ways, said Jeff Badger, blank blank of blank, at McKee Foods.
I mean, if it's not senior director of marketing...
It's not the same thing. That's all I'll say. So are you going to senior director of marketing?
I mean, I feel like it's that or vice president of marketing. I'm going to go senior.
It's vice president of marketing, yeah. This new cereal captures the nostalgic chocolate and peanut butter flavors of a Nutty Buddy bar. It's delicious at breakfast or as a treat any time of day. So it can be a dessert.
I didn't say it couldn't be, but they're agreeing with me. They're saying you can have it at any time. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert.
Well, I never said it wasn't
dessert.
A breakfast thing. I was just saying,
But it could be a lunch or a dinner as well.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what they said, any time of day.
You're wrong. Okay, all right, that's it. That's the whole spiel. Get the bowl or get the box and let's try some.
Yep.
Okay. They still have new on the box.
Well,
even though it started in 2022.
Well, how long have we had it?
Well, since the fall of 2022, and I got this back in like spring, that's like half a year at least. You can't say new after 6 months. Maybe it's like a thing where they just leave it until like a year's passed or something.
Yeah, until they come out with another new.
Yeah.
Whatever the newest.
I guess
thing
legally is. There's nothing stopping them. Okay, so we've got this one on
What's
the back.
What's this activity? That looks fun.
There's some jokes. You want to hear some jokes?
Well, yeah, I want to hear some jokes.
Okay.
I want to get in the mood for Nutty Buddy any time of day.
Hi, Little Debbie here with some oh-so-yummy news. My friends at Kellogg put all the chocolatey, peanut buttery flavor of my Nutty Buddy wafer into a delicious, crispy, crunchy cereal.
That wasn't funny.
No, that's just the top. Oh. There's a word search puzzle. And then there's a picture of Little Debbie, like the actual Little Debbie back in the day. Here's some more, like, history stuff.
Give me a fun fact. Give me a history fact.
There's two jokes and a fun fact. There's two fun facts. Okay. Yeah, I'm all over the place here. Let's do the jokes first. What did the stamp say to the envelope?
Lick me.
Stick with me, buddy, and we'll go places.
That makes more sense.
I mean, yours isn't wrong, but it takes a turn. What is a monkey's favorite cookie? I knew this one without turning it upside down, just because when you think about it.
Is it a banana thing?
Chocolate chimp.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. The very first Little Debbie bakery was in Collegedale, Tennessee, and they're still baking. Nutty Buddies made their double delicious debut on grocery shelves in 1960.
Okay.
And the Statue of Liberty stands 305 feet tall. How many Nutty Buddy bars stacked end to end do you think that is? Approximately. You don't have to do the math like you did the one time.
915.
That's not too bad. 770.
I was figuring they were four. They're probably like 4.5 inches.
Yeah. All right. And we have a which came first. Can you guess when each Little Debbie snack was introduced compared to these well-known things?
What?
Basically, they're saying like...
So do they just give you a Little Debbie snack and a thing? Or do you compare all of the Little Debbies against a particular thing? Or what's the...
Answer's on the bottom. Oh, okay. It's like, which came first? This or a
so that we want to guess the earlier of the two. Okay.
Yeah. Which came first? Postal zip codes or oatmeal cream pies?
I gotta think zip codes.
Nope. Cream pies came out in 60. Zip codes were 1963.
Zip codes were 1963?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm honestly, I was
ready. I would have assumed it was like, well,
I thought it was going to say oatmeal cream pies have been around since the Stone Age.
32.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, apparently the 60s were a time of
that's revolution. That's way more interesting than knowing that oatmeal cream pies are older.
All right, next one. Which came first? Sticky notes or Nutty Buddy wafer bars?
I mean, Nutty Buddy?
Yeah, Sticky Notes were 1980. Yeah, Nutty Buddies were 1960.
Those felt like late.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird one to go with. All right. Which one came first? The first video game console or Cosmic Brownies? I'm surprised about part of this.
Yeah, I'm going to say video game consoles because I don't think they're going to go 3 for 3 Little Debbies.
The console came first, 1972. Mm-hmm. When do you think Cosmic Brownies came out?
80s.
See, this is surprising. This surprised me. 1999.
You know, I was almost going to say 90s, but I didn't. I would never.
I thought they'd been around for at least all the 90s, but nope. And last but not least, the first mobile phone or Swiss rolls?
Swiss rolls.
Yep. 1960, and the first mobile phone was 1983.
Yeah. Some of those were tougher than others.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it. There's like some.
That's a fun little game, though.
That's way neater than a lot of stuff.
What's way neater than making a kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
Because if I'm eating the cereal, I like to read the box. That's what I used to do. Fair. I don't want to be doing an arts.
As a kid, you pour it and then you sit down and.
Because I need the box.
Well, you know what it is. I think, you know, when we were growing up, we didn't have cell phones as when we were youths. We would just have the box to read. What else were we going to do while we're eating cereal?
I suppose that's.
But now, these Zoomers on TikTok, they're just, you know, checking the latest trends and saying for real, and then not reading the box.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my theory. But at least they still try.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad for it. And this one had a lot of words on it, a lot of reading.
And there's even a word search on here, too.
Kind of words did you find?
Well, nutty and crispy at the very top. They didn't try for those at all. there's some other ones.
All right.
Milk, nutty, share, snack, spoon, taste, wafers, yum,
bowl. So just cereal stuff.
Yeah. Related to the snack. Okay. Time to try these puppies.
Trying to try these fudge peanut butter balls.
Smell like wafers. Like they smell like them, I think. I've never really had Nutty Buddies very often, but it smells.
They don't really smell like Nutty Buddies.
I mean, they smell. They've got like the I can smell like the fudge and the peanut butter stuff.
Yeah, I'm just saying they don't.
They look like little bricks.
Yeah, they do on the box too. They're like little Legos.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet, so I guess it might grow on me over time, but I don't think I liked it.
Really? How come?
It tasted kind of like bitter and kind of reminded me of coffee a little bit.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I tasted the chocolate. It had the fudgy kind of chocolate flavor, and the peanut butter came through. I think it was pretty darn good.
Not for me.
Huh. That's so interesting, because usually when it comes to coffee stuff, we're both like, ugh. But I didn't get that at all. You know, obviously the wafers are a lot lighter and less crunchy, but I think
they were softer than I expected from their appearance.
But I was honestly impressed. I thought it did a pretty solid job. I think it was definitely a better version for Nutty Buddy than the ice cream, from what I recall. The ice cream one was one of the ones that wasn't that great, right?
I don't remember.
I think if I remember right, it was kind of a letdown. Whereas this, for me, I was pleasantly surprised. I wasn't expecting much, but it was better than I thought. I don't really have any complaints. I could see myself really enjoying a box of that. I don't know if I would like eat it all the time or anything. I feel like I'd probably get burnt out on it pretty quick, but it would be definitely something I would enjoy from time to time. I really liked it. It doesn't taste exactly like a Nutty Buddy, but it's very reminiscent of it. When there's a nice mix of the peanut butter flavor and the chocolate. It gets pretty darn close. It just doesn't. The problem is, like, as a wafer, it just, the experience is different.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I think it got me across the finish line pretty satisfactorily.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Satisfactorily?
I think.
I hope so.
Well, you said it. So
it's a word now.
It's too late. I think the opposite of everything you just said. I don't think it tasted very much like Nutty Buddies. It didn't get me over the finish line.
Man.
Or it got me over. Unsatisfactory.
It limped across last place kind of thing.
The texture was fine. I didn't love the
Would you prefer to be like smoother, like you had like the chocolate coating
kind of? Yeah, if it tasted better, yeah. I probably wouldn't have anything to say about the texture. Overall, I was just very disappointed with it.
Huh. Well, what would you rate it? Why are you staring at me like that? Are you trying to counter whatever I'm going to say that you think
well,
I'm
going to... Well, no, because like? You're going to go higher than me because you
well, liked yeah, it. Naturally. I liked it. You didn't.
Exactly.
It would make no sense.
So how I'm going... Of course I'm going counter to you, but I'm just trying to think what's a good score.
Okay.
Two and a third.
Two and a third?
Yeah. Okay.
I actually expected you to give it a two, so I'm surprised it got that third of a point.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I'm torn between a 3.5 and a 4. Because Nutty Buddies themselves aren't like, of the Little Debbie collections, they're not going to be ones that I'm like, got to get me a Nutty Buddy.
Tell you what though.
I'll eventually get there. It'll be like, maybe like you know, you're picking teams in gym. Nutty Buddy's not going to be the first one to pick for either team. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing that is weird about them, and it's kind of nice, but it's also kind of dangerous. They're so light.
Yeah.
That
you'll, it's easy to you'll destroy
eat,
the whole
yeah, thing. And you don't even realize that you've eaten anything. So it's easy to overindulge on Nutty Buddies.
It's not like going to be anybody's favorite, but say you're going through some Halloween candy and you come across one, you're like, ooh, a Nutty Buddy.
Yeah.
Because it is that good. But it's not going to be like, oh my God, a Nutty Buddy. We're just like, ooh, nice, a Nutty Buddy. Yeah. Those are good. So I'm leaning towards, you know what? I'm going to split the difference 3.75.
Okay.
Because, like, I really did like it, though. Tell you what, can I have one more bite real quick?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, you can do it.
Why? Well, you said no. I just need, like, a splash of milk and just, like, a couple pieces. I'll be able to, like, definitively say if it's a 3.75 or a 4 if I just have a fresh take in my mouth. That was weird. Okay. Yeah, I'll leave it 3.75.
All right.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. On to the last one. On to the main event.
On to it. Now, one interesting thing. The nutrition facts, you'll notice, do not have a separate column for with milk.
Weird.
Yeah. I've never seen that before.
That's very strange. I'm surprised they are allowed to do that because...
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Weird. Well, okay.
There's also more fun facts, more activities.
Nice. Well, do you want to do the press release first before we go into it?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is not, I mean, it's the website, and so it's basically a press release. So, you know, it's pretty straightforward. It's very, very succinct, I'll put it that way. All right. So this was back in March when this came out. So it may not be available anymore. But let's see. Well, it says limited time only, so... Maybe there's still some out there.
It might be. I feel like I've seen it. Oh, this is Post. We've got all of the big cereals represented. Yeah.
Look at us. All month long, and this was again for March.
Oh, well, probably not then.
Post is celebrating women who rock through a new limited edition Berry Pebbles cereal featuring the women of Bedrock. It says available nationwide for a limited time only, so it doesn't say like for just a month. So it may be one of those things where they just have enough to last a few months and they say, that's it.
Yeah.
Featuring a new berry taste in the fan favorite crispy texture of Pebbles cereal, this limited edition variety includes a mixture of blue, red, and purple flakes. Who doesn't love purple berry? The front of the box proudly displays the women of Bedrock, Wilma and Pebbles Flintstone, and Betty Rubble. It's kind of weird they're calling a child one of the women, but this special design makes them the only female mascots in the current cereal market. That's true.
Interesting.
Until the zombie girl in the fall. I hadn't thought of that, but that's, weird. The cereal doesn't just feature the women of Bedrock, but also features other women who rock. The back of the box includes 4 female pioneers, which should include Florence Kimball, Sally Ride, Sarah Christian, and Katherine Johnson. Is that correct?
It is. You want to take a guess what they're famous for?
Well, they have little summaries here, but did you want to read them off of that, probably?
Yeah, that'd be good.
But yeah, that's all it says on the website. Keep an eye out, grab a box, and celebrate women who rock. This was just straight from the Post Consumer Brands website. So yeah, I don't know if you can still get it, but if they bring it back, you'll know if it's worth it based on this review.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I thought in the picture that these little dollops of milk were marshmallows, and they're not marshmallows.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
So I think I'm going to be disappointed.
none of the regular Pebbles have marshmallows either.
Yeah, but I thought this did have marshmallows, which would make it
better. Why? Should the women's cereal have it because women are soft and weak?
No, because...
And they need marshmallows to succeed? Is that what you're saying? Man. All right. Hashtag cancel Billy.
If you give anybody a marshmallow, they're going to taste better. I'm saying.
So women will look better and be better, and you prefer women with marshmallows instead of...
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. You heard it here, folks. Anyway, do you want to read the little factoids about the women who rock?
So there's some activities. First activity, and these will be fun to do over a podcast format. Yeah, yeah. Help Wilma count the bones in the X-ray.
Hold on. Count the bones in the X-ray?
Yeah.
Is it like she broke a leg and she went to the doctor?
Well, I don't know what she did, but her leg is in bad shape. It's just a pile.
Wait. Wilma's the doctor.
Yeah, Wilma's the doctor, and Juliet is the dinosaur whose bone is broken in many places.
It's just a pile of bones, right?
There are, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bones. 8 bones.
It's going to be great if you blow it, and it's like a kid's just count the number of them.
There are 8 bones.
Hey, 1 point for Billy. There you go.
In 1910, Florence Kimball became the first woman in the U.S. to earn a doctorate in veterinary medicine, inspiring other women to join the field, which is why Wilma is doing a dinosaur's X-ray.
1910, is that what you said?
Yes.
That's actually earlier than I expected it, to be honest.
Yeah.
So that's cool. All right.
The second one is Reach for the Stars. It's one of those little, like, it's like a little...
Is this the NASA one?
Yeah. So nice. The activity is a little maze, and there's little air tubes going to the baby. And you have to figure out which one has oxygen in it before it's too late.
Wilma! The baby's dead! Barney, why would we go to space? Anyway.
In 1983, Sally Ride became the first American woman in space.
That's the only one that counts then, baby.
Her achievement inspired other women to follow their dreams.
That's cool.
I'm kind of curious who the first...
Right, woman. It makes me more intrigued about just...
Yeah, probably a Russian, so they want to put it on there.
Well, the first dog in space was Russian.
That makes sense. Probably, I think the first a lot of things in space were Russian.
Yeah.
The Russians were...
They got started first, but they couldn't stick to landing as much.
Exactly. Yeah. So the next one is Help Betty Win the Race. Which two flags are exactly alike? I don't know, that they all look pretty similar. I don't want to do that. In 1949, Sarah Christian became the first woman driver in professional car racing history, leading the way for generations of women to come.
In 1949?
49.
Does it say which, like, if it was like F1?
It just says professional car racing.
Because I'm trying to think what there would have been back then.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about racing. Yeah. So. Okay, never mind. I was just curious.
The next one says, help Mrs. Quartz solve the message. And then it's like a little, like all the, there's a bunch of numbers.
It's NASCAR. Sorry, the website has more has more details.
Let me see what this says. You can.
You could have saved them. It's like the bedrock version of the Zodiac or something.
You can rock at, oh, I see. It's going to be, I thought there was a space there.
Oh.
So it said A-N-Y, and I thought, what the heck word is this? But it's going to be anything. You can rock at anything. In 1962, Katherine Johnson helped astronauts orbit the Earth as a trailblazing mass...
mass murderer.
Trailblazing mathematician at NASA. Later... Her calculations helped send men to the moon.
Nice.
Can you look up Hidden Figures?
I was wondering if that's the same person, because I remember that being part of that movie.
Yeah, I don't remember the name.
That was a good movie. What was the name of that?
Katherine Johnson.
Yep, that's one of the characters.
All right, well, there you go.
Yeah, cool.
Fun facts of Florence Kimball, Sally Ride, Sarah Christian, and Katherine Johnson.
We salute you. Even though you didn't have marshmallows, I think you're wonderful.
I'm just saying they could have been more wonderful.
Yeah. They could have smiled more often too, huh?
No, that's...
Oh, no. That's where you either draw the line, Mr. Marshmallow Man.
You got to draw the line somewhere. And yeah. For me, it's marshmallows.
I'm curious. I'll be honest. I think I've mentioned this before. Fruity Pebbles, they're fine. They're not really my bag. But Berry Pebbles might be something I like more.
You'll like them different.
I'll like them different.
They smell... I mean, I know what they smell like, but I'll let you...
Okay. I really like the color scheme of it.
Yeah.
The pinks and the purples kind of and blues.
Boy, if they came out with a cotton candy...
Ooh, this is much more sweeter. Like a that sweet berry smell that...
Yeah, I think this is the... do me a favor. Can you look up who makes Captain Crunch? Because I think this is just the Crunch Berry flavor. We're going to eat Oops All Berries Fruity Pebbles edition.
Oh, you might be right. Let's see. Captain Crunch. Quaker Oats Company.
Oh, that's
pretty. A subsidiary of PepsiCo, because it always comes back to like one of three places. Yeah. Well, it's Post. It says Post. And this is Post. So
does Pepsi own Post?
Who owns Post? We're going to blow this thing wide open.
I hope it's Kellogg. Are they themselves?
Mom Brands?
What? Mom Brands.
Here we go. Let's go to the wiki page. I think it's its own thing.
Well, good for them.
It looks
well,
like.
Well, then I think they've shamelessly stolen the Berry Crunch.
Maybe.
Mine's already getting soggy.
Oh, I haven't poured my milk yet because you haven't started doing research.
You
go ahead. Yeah. I'm just going to pour mine and start.
My nose was fooled. That was not Berry Crunch.
Okay. Well, I do think I like it more than Fruity Pebbles. And this is going to sound funny because in no shape or form is it in any way healthier, but it tasted more natural. These tasted like berries, whereas Fruity Pebbles just taste like, air quote, fruit flavor. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I know it doesn't. I know it's all artificial. It even says on there, well, natural berry flavor. So actually, never mind. It does taste natural. I was right. Boom. I was going to say you could convince me that it has like a berry element in it because, yeah, apparently it does. It still has the limitation that most fruit cereals do for me where I would get sick of it before I got done with the whole box probably. But I would enjoy it, like I said, more than Fruity Pebbles. I really like berry flavor in general and it's very berry.
It is very berry.
Very berry.
Yeah.
Also, I like the color scheme of it. It's purples and blues and reds and pinks and
berry.
Yeah, it's almost like a Eastery pastel almost kind of.
Yeah.
So it looked cool. I would be curious to see how the milk turns out. It'd probably be like a purpley blue would be my guess. I'm not blown away. I didn't expect to be just because, like I said, fruity cereals are not my particular wheelhouse. But it was a good one, actually. That's another one I came away satisfied with. Not as much. I didn't enjoy it as much as Nutty Buddy. And I am curious to hear your thoughts because my hunch is you didn't like it as much as you thought, but that's just my guess. I'll finish by saying I think I'm going to give it a 3.5. But that's grading it in the fruity cereal realm.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to a lot of cereals, it's probably just like a 3-ish. But
yeah.
But what do you think?
Well,
mm-hmm.
I agree with a lot of what you said. It's a berry flavor. There's no doubt about it. I did like it. I don't think I liked it as much as Fruity Pebbles. And what leads me to say that, and granted, we've had now 4 different servings of cereal.
I'm pretty cerealed out.
So this is we're basically at the bottom of the bowl of the Fruity Pebbles. So keeping that in mind, even just the little serving that I had, by the end, I was already like, ugh. I'm kind of buried out.
Yeah, which I can see that because it is, as we said, very berry. So.
Yeah, it had similar vibes to like the Fruity Monster cereals where like there's different colors and stuff, but when you have a mouthful of just berry.
Yeah.
And I got to the bottom of the bowl and I kind of just didn't want any more. Now, if it had had marshmallows...
Oh, you got me there. Sorry.
This could be a different ball game, but it didn't. There's no marshmallows, and that.
I don't think the marshmallows would really
They make a big difference in the Monster cereal.
Yeah, but the Monster cereals have been such a kind of letdown anymore that...
Well, they have like a strong flavor, but then you need the marshmallow to cut it.
I know what you say that, but Count Chocula.
Well, the chocolate one, honestly, the Count Chocula is the least interesting flavor of the Monster cereal. Well,
it's also really weak. It used to be so good years ago, and I don't know what they did, but they brought it back 1 year because it had been gone for a minute, and it was like they just sucked the life out of him. Yeah, like pun intended, because it's a Count and Dracula and stuff.
But the strawberry one is like really strawberry.
Oh, I see.
But you need like the marshmallow to cut it. Mm. I feel like marshmallow would have done good here just because I was overwhelmed by berry.
Yeah. That's fair.
So even marshmallow jokes aside, like the marshmallow would have been like a different texture. It would have been just like a different type of sweet taste. This one, of all cereals that we've had, feels the most like it's dessert specific.
Interesting.
For me. I don't think I would want this for breakfast. I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay. What's interesting is you do have a point about it being something where like you can get your fill of it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because when I'm thinking of Fruity Pebbles, I could probably eat more of it, but I don't know if I would like it as much. Does that make sense? Like, I could eat more of it over the course of a week, but I wouldn't enjoy it as much. Like, this would be something I would enjoy more in short bursts.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to leave it. So I do get that. So which of the of the cereals tonight, which one's your favorite then? Is it the berry one like you thought?
I mean, I think it has to be.
Yeah, you definitely. I was surprised. I was surprised.
I did like the cinnamon toast crunch.
You can have it. You can get out of my house. I don't want to see it anymore. So you can take that with you. Yeah, that's fine.
Well, maybe it'll jog my memory of what the other cereal it's gonna.
I hope so. That'd be great. Like 3 a.m. two nights from now, you call me in like a sweat. You're like, I figured it out.
I will, as soon as I think of it, day or night.
Let me know.
I will call you.
Don't call me. Just message me.
No, I'll call you. I'll call you in a sweat.
Okay. I think Nutty Buddy was my favorite. I really like that one.
That I think was my least favorite.
Man. And the berry one, pretty solid. So that's my second favorite. And then the mini ones can...
Yeah, Trix just its just, own thing. It's just whatever.
Jump off a cliff. I don't care. I'm so mad about the Cinnamon Toast Crunch one that it made me dislike the other ones that I thought were fine.
Join me down here in the pit.
In the
muck.
In the food hatred.
Ever since
pit.
You got COVID, it's been a different. Your five, your rate of fives has plummeted.
I haven't had as many fives. That's true. I'm trying to think what's even gotten close, and there's not really.
The Pringles were pretty close.
Yeah, and that's honestly the only reason it didn't get to it. Pringles last episode. If you didn't watch or just watch, if you didn't listen to that episode
or watch,
give it a listen.
Maybe one
maybe
day it'll
it's
be
on
YouTube.
I don't know, but we had a Pringles, a Minecraft themed Pringles.
Delicious.
Pretty darn good.
You should buy some.
And the only reason I didn't rate it a 5 was because there's just nothing to compare it to, so it felt kind of weird to say it's perfect when I don't know if it's something that could be improved upon or not. That's all. But it was like a 4.5 with an asterisk where it's like, I was super happy with it. So that's probably the closest to a 5, but so it's not out of the realm of possibility. I just, you know, that was my reasoning for that.
Yeah.
I'll get to a 5 again someday, I'm sure. I hope.
You've peaked.
Oh, all foods have peaked.
Everything's just getting worse.
Yeah. Nobody wants to work anymore. All right. Well, any parting thoughts?
I mean, I didn't dislike them as much as you, but I just don't understand what companies are obsessed with doing their new, their existing things.
Turning it into something
in
else.
An arbitrarily different way. Just...
Yeah, I don't know what trend they're talking about.
Just make a new thing.
Yeah, I'd be more interested in just like a whole new cereal.
Yeah.
Even if the cereal is in that form as a mini
bite,
make a different flavor or something. I don't know.
It was the Disney equivalent of like not making cute CGI animals, but like having a...
Live action Lion Kings of cereal. Yeah.
Just an emotionless delivery of dialogue.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it would justify itself at some point, but it didn't really. So
yeah.
I don't know.
So that's my main takeaway.
Yeah, I would say the minis aren't worth your time. Nutty Buddy, even if you're just passing curiosity, I think it's worth checking out. And the berry one, if it's still available and it sounds good, also wouldn't be a bad time for you.
Yeah, you can give them all. None of them are like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You got to try this. So, you know, try what's interesting. You know what I am curious about is if any of our listeners are obsessed with tiny things, which apparently yeah. everybody
is. Do you
is.
Like super small things? Are you one of those trendsetters or people that are chasing that trend?
Let us know.
And how can they do that, Billy?
They can reach out to us. This is the episode that we said it earlier, right?
Yeah, but we still do it again.
That's what I was going to say. As once again, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at Prizes Inside. Mm-hmm. That's prizes, plural.
Always remember that.
Inside. Or you can send us an email, prizesinside@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And we'd love to hear from you. Whether it's about a serial or a past episode or a suggestion or question, comment, whatever it is. We'll at least read it. If it's inflammatory, we might not respond to it, but we'll read it.
We'll respond angrily. We'll respond in kind to whatever you send us.
If you're mean to me, I'll just cry, probably.
I'll get defiant.
He'll get defiant. I'm just going to lay down and cry. Any other thoughts before we skedaddle?
I don't think so. I think I'm all thoughted out.
Yeah. My tummy is too full for thoughts.
I am pretty full of cereal now. Yeah. Cereal and milk.
Yeah,
I think the milk mess. was the thing.
Yeah.
Because every time I had a little bit too much milk and I drank it all.
Yeah. Didn't need to drink it, but you got to get rid of that.
This was a half gallon. I've had a third of it.
Yeah,
so
same.
Pretty good chunk of the way down.
Yeah. It's milk all the way down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening. Have a great time. We'll see you again soon enough. Yeah. And I don't know what else to say.
Well, we say our names. I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And this has been Prizes Inside.